It's December at the Nova Scotia SPCA, and we don't hear jingle bells, we hear squeaky toys. Welcome to the last episode of the Nova Scotia SPCA podcast for 2024. Here's something about the end of the year that gives us time to pause and to reflect. For us, it's reflecting on this podcast, because in 2024, it is when we launched it. We did our first episode at the beginning of February. We did the trailer at the end of January, and we did our first podcast in February of 2024. And over the course of 21 episodes, we have touched on so many topics. Just over half of our guests were SPCA staff. And so thank you, all of you, for taking time out of your day to come up to my office and sit and talk to me, but with a giant microphone in front of your face. The rest were guests from across Canada, actually. And we want to thank so much. I want to thank those guests who have made the time to join this podcast. We're not a big podcast. We're not sponsored yet, if there's a sponsor out there. We're a smallish podcast, and I really do appreciate everybody who took the time. I want to thank our producers. You don't really hear from them very often. On June 9th, you did hear from Paula Nalru, and Paula is really the one behind the scenes who makes sure that all of our guests are set up, who makes sure that I have the notes and I'm ready to go when I come and host. And so a big thank you to Paula for doing that. And then we have Tom Whalen, our editor. And so hi, Tom. Tom has to edit out all of my bloopers and mistakes, and you don't hear when I flub a line and then I say into the mic, Tom, please edit that out. So thank you, Tom, for helping us out. When I reflect back on this year, our most listened episode to date happened in the second month. It was Tales from the Classroom with a Nova Scotia SPCA College instructor. In that episode, we talked about all of the opportunities you have for a career in animal welfare. If you didn't hear that one, because maybe you're a newer listener, go back and listen to that one. Share it with somebody who might be thinking, what is their next step after high school? The hardest one that I had to record this year was probably also early on, and it was with the CEO and the CFO of the Nova Scotia SPCA, as we did a year in review in 2023. It was hard because it was emotional. We reflected on 2023 and all that we went through, but then also there's something about getting people in a room to do a podcast that they don't normally do, which gives them a little bit of the giggles. And so that one was hard to keep a composure, but also to keep everybody on track. And I appreciate that they sat there, and we took a long time to do that one. I've loved every podcast that we've done. I absolutely brought this idea to our team in 2022. That I really wanted to do a podcast. They said, we don't have the time. And so in 2023, I said, hey, let's do a podcast. They said, we don't have the time. And they were right. We were a very small team. We had a lot on our plate. And so at the end of 2023, they said, Sarah, we're going to give it a try. And we had a goal of 2 podcasts a month. It is nearing mid-December, and this is 22. So I'm so thankful for the team who also wanted to give this a shot, reluctantly, but eventually. And thank you, because we're so close to our goal. A little behind the scenes that you don't know about is for September 11th, we did a podcast with Bonnie Harris from the Gander SPCA. Again, if you didn't hear that one, I would love for you to go back and listen. I fangirled over Bonnie. And when Bonnie said she would do the podcast, I thought, wow, we are really made this podcast. I was so excited to talk to Bonnie, that the microphone that I was using went into fight or flight mode because I was so loud. And instead of fighting, the microphone left. I'm very subdued right now because I've learned that the microphone will leave me. What that meant was that podcast had to be re-recorded. But we didn't want to bother Bonnie. She's very busy at the SPCA. And so my part of that podcast was recorded separately from Bonnie. And that just goes to show you the talent that is in producing this podcast with Paula and Tom. That was one of my favorite podcasts. I have enjoyed all of them, but Bonnie, if you're listening, you really made my day by agreeing to be on that podcast so much that I scared the microphone away from doing its job. We've had different hosts. It hasn't always been me, but as you've noticed, it has been me for the past bit, as my colleague Taylor has gone on maternity leave, and hopefully her and the baby listen to our podcast every 2 weeks just to keep up with what's going on here at the SPCA. When we look forward to the next year, 2025, we haven't sat down to think about what we're going to do. Will we do a podcast again? Will we write a book? I'm scaring the team now as they're hearing that. We would love to hear from you. We have some great ideas for podcasts, but we need you to like, subscribe, and share. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll be taking a break. And hopefully, we'll be back to you in 2025. The best way to know is to subscribe. We'll pop up in your library. Here's to a couple of weeks of rest, reflection, squeaky toys, and more.